Next up is Rich Eilbert. He hosts a wonderful open mic in Lincoln. If you haven't been there, I encourage you to check it out. Let's give a big hand to Rich Eilbert.
Unfortunately, that's kind of tiny letters. That's pretty good. All right. Here we are at Nourish. Well, I figured it's late. It's late enough that I can maybe get away with this song. Just a little word of introduction about this particular tune. Was inspired by some events that took place 20 years ago. Probably not too many people have heard about this story, but there was in 1992 a freight containing thousands and thousands of rubber ducks fell into the Pacific Ocean, and thus started a journey where these ducks went all around the world. But as of when I wrote this song 10 years ago, they were just approaching Cape Cod by way of the Arctic Ocean. True, there was actually, and what inspired me was that I just heard on the news yesterday a guy had written a book about this called Moby Duck. He was interviewed on W, so the plot thickened. I'd almost forgotten this song, but so I decided to dust it off. It's actually put it up on YouTube today. With pictures. And you'll hear one guy mentioned, there's only one name, is a man named Ebesmeyer. He's a doctor at the University of Wisconsin, University of Washington, an oceanographer, and he got the reports of these ducks as they'd show up at different places around the planet. So here we go. In the winter of 92, a Chinese freighter was crossing mid-Pacific. A storm came up, rocked the boat, causing damage that was quite specific. A shipping container marked first years slid portward with gathering speed. It hit the rail with a great thud, split open and fell into the sea. Oh my God, said the first mate, as the flotsam was beginning to grow. A great armada of rubber ducks was forming in the ocean below. They drifted off to the northeast, formed in a line. Don't worry, said the captain, they'll sink, everything'll be fine. They'll sink, everything'll be fine. 29,000 ducks floating in the ocean. Into Earth's biggest bathtub they did dive. Yellow rubber ducks heading to Alaska. No one ever thought they would survive the ocean tide. 9 months later, a fishing crew was puzzled by what they found. Dozens of yellow rubber ducks swimming in Sitka Sound. The oldest city in Alaska, that's where they washed ashore. 80 miles west was the rest of the flock, some 29,000 more. Ebsmeyer was in his office when the first phone call came. How the hell did they get here? You oceanographers must explain. He replied, the Aleutian Current must be driving them with its force. According to my calculations, the rest must be headed north. The rest must be headed north. 29,000 ducks floating in the ocean. Into Earth's biggest bathtub they did dive. Yellow rubber ducks heading for the Arctic. No one ever thought they would survive the ocean tide. Getting a lot of feedback here. The freezing Arctic waters will make the rubber stiff. Then icebergs will do the dirty work and they'll smash the ducks to bits. Ebsmeyer smiled grimly as he announced the ducks' sure doom. His colleagues smiled knowingly as they filed from the conference room. The Arctic winds blew bitter as the ducks passed the Bering Strait. The rubber skins grew brittle as they sailed to their sad fate. But recent global warming had made a temperature increase, and the iceberg stayed well to the north as the ducks raced to the east. Yes, the ducks raced to the east. 29,000 ducks swimming in the ocean. Into Earth's biggest bathtub they did dive. Yellow rubber ducks heading for the North Atlantic. No one ever thought they would survive the ocean tide. Well, some ducks washed up in Greenland along its glacial shore. Some in Labrador. Ebsmeyer phone rang daily with sightings and reports. So he called his friend the climatologist to ask him for his thoughts. His friend said, I'm sorry, but the outlook is quite dire. Solar rays break down rubber with its ultraviolet fire. But the only effect of the sun's rays was to bleach their color light. And the fleet continues southward with the U.S. now in sight. The U.S. is now in sight. Sing along if you dare. 29,000 bucks floating in the ocean. Into Earth's biggest bathtub they did dive. New England. Yellow rubber ducks heading for New England. No one ever thought they would survive the ocean tide. If you stroll on Cape Cod sands later on this week, and you should spot a yellowish bird with a slightly orange beak, back off slowly, but please do not delay. Dial the U.S. Navy, the invasion is underway. The invasion is underway. 29,000 ducks floating in the ocean. Into Earth's biggest bathtub they did dive. Yellow rubber ducks heading down to Washington. No one ever thought they would survive the ocean tide.
One more hand for Rich Eilbert.